Hi, Ann.
Well, hello there, Dr. Wright. My question has to do with taking cortisol supplements, whether or not they affect hair loss.
Depends on the quantity one takes, ma'am. Now, cortisol, I didn't know, or I'm not aware that it's sold as a supplement. Cortisol itself is a bioidentical hormone. It's one of many, and is usually available only through either compounding pharmacies where you can get it combined with vitamin C in a little capsule, or there is a prescription version which has some ingredients in it that I don't care to swallow myself, but both of them do contain cortisol. And there's a book out there about the safe upper limit. That safe upper limit is 20 milligrams a day. If you go beyond that, it can cause a whole variety of problems.
Okay, per day, 20 milligrams.
That's the limit.
What kinds of problems do you run into when you take too much?
Okay, the worser ones are not so much fun. They're type 2 diabetes, they're high blood pressure, they're osteoporosis. How are those for some bad effects? I don't like them myself.
Can you say those once more? I'm trying to write this down. Type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and what was the other one?
Osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis. Oh.
And let's try
cataracts. Really bad.
Yeah, let's try cataracts too. All those things. That's with high doses now. Now, the book, the doctor wrote this book, and if you're interested in it, it's called Safe Uses of Cortisol. Imagine that. That's the name of the book. Is Dr. William Jeffries, Jeffries. Jeffries. So if you're interested, Jeffries. You could read it.
Okay.
Read it in his book.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. And what about the hair loss then? Can that be one of the side effects as well?
Sometimes, but that one's pretty rare. The other ones are more common, darn it.
Okay. Very good. I had been prescribed cortisol a while back, and I didn't know if it was my imagination or if there was a correlation somehow. So I've been a little leery of getting back on it. So
well,
that's why I asked.
You might want to pick up that Safe Uses of Cortisol. You may have to go to a used book search engine to find it, but it's a very, very good one.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the information.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.